In this episode, I will aim to convince you that every outcome from your team is downstream of culture. Let me explain. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 34 of 2025. You're very welcome, guys. According to the Oxford Dictionary, culture is defined as the following, quote, "The ideas, customs, and social behavior of a particular people or society," end quote. Leaders within a company like to talk about their corporate culture, and I have no doubt that this is real, but the culture outside of the company is far more pervasive. At a macro level, we have national, ethnic, and religious cultures that help form the opinions of the people in your team. And here's the kicker. You don't get to influence that, as people arrive into your team as fully formed adults with their own opinions and bias. You only get to influence that after they have been hired. And even then, let's be honest, your influence will be minimal unless they really value you as a mentor. Therefore, we can say that you are downstream of real-world cultures. In fact, everything in your team is, right down to the final outputs. Let me explain it to you in terms of a simple hierarchy of influences, from upstream to downstream. Number one, at the top, we have real-world cultures. This includes national, ethnic, and religious cultures. Secondly, we have corporate culture. This includes, quote, our values, CEO vision statements, and your personal influence as a leader. Thirdly, we have people. The people in your team that you have hired or inherited. Fourthly, we have process. The various processes, compliance, regulations, or habits executed by your team. Fifthly, we have tools. These are the various tools used by your team to get the job done. And finally, we have outputs. These are the outputs which are the products or services that are provided by your team. As the outputs are the final outcome, they are downstream of everything else higher up in the list. So put simply, points 1 to 5 all compound to impact on the final outcome, number 6. Culture, people, processes, tools, all of it feed into the final outcome. The only thing in question is how much influence each element will have on the final outcome. In these times dictated by DEI regulations and guidelines, we are often uncomfortable to talk about the impacts of different cultures on outcomes for fear of reprisals. We are led to believe that everybody is the same, regardless of their background. But in my opinion, this is fundamentally untrue. To claim that culture has no impact on the thought patterns and habits of an individual who is, in fact, a product of their culture makes no sense to me at all. From my own personal experience of working with people from all over the world, often the biggest differentiator is their cultural background. If you think about it logically, if you spend the first 22 years of your life in a real-world culture before you enter into your first corporate culture, then it seems obvious to me that your formative years have already happened outside of the team. So, as a leader, the best you can hope for is an open-minded individual, but worst-case scenario, they are not open to new ideas as they have already been conditioned to think in a fixed way. And this, of course, shows where you need to be very careful with hiring. Let me give you some real examples of how national cultures can shape a person, based upon my own experience. So, as an Irish person myself, I know I come from an open culture that likes to challenge authority. My culture has a great tradition of storytelling, music, and acting, all of which lends itself to producing great salespeople, for example. In comparison, when I worked with Japanese teammates for several years, they were far more reserved and would never dream of challenging authority. They were excellent engineers, however, with a strong emphasis on producing quality products. This is cultural influence at work, guys. You may dismiss this as cultural stereotyping, but I believe it is real, as I have experienced it myself. Culture matters. Ignore it at your peril. Respect it, embrace it, but don't ignore it. It's real. Talk to you next time, guys. Take care.